I don't believe you should. Either way, though, I said, raising my voice over the low rumble, there are a few things I can say about this case. I'll use she as a default for now. She's likely white and in her mid-30s to 40s. She drives her own car, something that wouldn't get too much notice in the upscale neighborhoods where the murders happened. She's most likely educated, and most likely employed, non-professional. Maybe some kind of service position for which she may very well be overqualified. I went on for a bit, then fielded some questions from the assembled team. When I was finished, Jean Galetta gave the floor over to ballistics for a gun report. Then she wrapped up the meeting. Last thing, she said. Colleen, sit down, please. Thank you, Jerry. We're not done. I'll tell you when we're done. She waited for quiet, and she got it. I don't need to tell you about the kind of ridiculous press coverage this is getting. I want everyone thinking and acting as though there's a camera on you at all times, because there probably is. Absolutely no shortcuts out there, people. I'm serious as lung cancer on that last point. SOP should be a non-issue. I noticed Galetta's eyes shift toward Van Allsburg while she spoke. Procedure had probably been the topic of their closed-door meeting with the deputy mayor. It occurred to me that this was an election year. The mayor needed a clean result on this one, and a fast one. I doubted it was going to happen that way. Okay, that's it for now, Galetta said, and the room came alive. She caught my eye and nodded her head toward the conference room in the back. I had to push through the crowd to get there, wondering what she wanted to talk about. How's it going? I asked, as she closed the door behind us.